Okay, hello everybody. That's fast. Oh, people have faces. Except for Amitai and Gabe. Hey. Oh wow. Even there's a lot of fakiras going on in the background. Okay. Oh, so it's Gabe. Oh, okay, I see. You guys are sharing fakiras. That's not necessarily fair. Okay, let's get started. Otherwise, we'll end up starting during mountain time, and that would be terrible. Okay. Fine. So we left off last time with the discussion of the Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel with Bet. Actually, I'm going to do a screen share already. Just go straight to screen share. Second screen share are this one. Okay. So, previously, right, we were talking about the Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel.
You can send me this. We will show my apartment as soon as I'll be there. Yeah.
On Pei Gimel Bet. Over
other yeah, it's confusing.
Rabbanan. Hi, Chris, my Avdi. Where do we get Christos from? Or what do they do with the words Christos? And they respond, right? Unlike our Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who tainas that Christos being a Valeika, and therefore any time that she can't marry anyone she wants, you would have a Chisaron in Christos. So Rabbanan use it for any for a time that limit certain things. Right, the idach kares mikares krisos nafka, and the others learn it from the Rabbi Lazar learns it from kares krisos, meaning a diok in the lashon of how krisos is said. The idach kares krisos lo darshi not dorish that. So Amar Rav, what's the case? Harizik itecha menashe lo tishdi yain kol yimei chayai. If you, the tanai is that she should never drink wine as long as this guy is living. Ein zek krisos kol yimei chayai ploni harizik krisos. If it's someone random though, then that would work. Why? Says the Gemara, "My shna chayi ploni doma ma'isum kaim leitna chayi didei nami doma ma'isum kaim leitna." Now the ima koyi me chayaychi in the krisos koyi me chayay or chayi ploni hariz the krisos. Now he says, if it's koyi me chayay, then it is krisos. Then they are migrashas. But if it's koyi me chayaychi of her life, and therefore she would never actually be free of him, then that would be a problem. It's the first question. What's the Gemara's have, Amina? Right? Why would the Gemara say over here? Why would Rav originally say "Rezik Gitecha Menashe Lo Tishdi Yain Kol Yimei Chayai Ein Zeh Krisos"? What do people think? Can't actually see everyone all the time. One sec. There's got to be a way to do that. But there isn't. Okay. Any ideas? The Gemara has a very good counter, right? Taina, the Gemara rejects it very quickly. But what's the Havamina? Yes. Ponderings. If what we're looking for, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, no, what's your question?
My question is like this, right? The Gemara, Amar Rava, Harezi Gitecha Menashe Lo Tishdi Yain Kol Yimei Chayai, Ein Zeh Krisos. Kol Yimei Chayai Ploni, Harezi Zeh Krisos. The Gemara rejects that right away because the reason why it works by Chayai Ploni is because maybe the guy will kick the bucket. So maybe the husband will also die, in which case the Tanai will be fulfilled. And then she'd be free to go and marry whoever she wants. So therefore, there's no difference. The Gemara rejected Rava. Question is, what's Rava's have, Amina? Right, seems like a good point, right? She'd be free of him as soon as he dies, just like if the other guy dies. Any ideas?
Maybe there's just some more objectivity if he makes it tonight with respect to someone else and not with respect to himself.
Then Amitai, you have no face. I'm not sure if you
can. I know I have no face. I don't know why, but I have no face.
Okay, can you say what you said again? I was just very confused that there's this like a faceless talking.
Yeah. So I think there's probably just some different level of objectivity if he pins it to someone external who isn't himself.
Okay, I hear that. Saying if it's tied onto someone else, then it's a little bit more tied onto something objective than if it's tied into him. Okay, interesting. I was aiming for something different. I think it's Nancy, what were you thinking?
I was just gonna say that maybe the Havamina is that if it's based on his life, then they're still connected for his entire lifespan. So there's never a period.
Yeah, no, go finish your thought. Sorry, I have a tendency to do that. I do that all the
time. No, the thought was finished.
Okay, right? Exactly. The Rav is saying is, what's our problem here? Our problem here is Krishna Balaika. Right? You need to sever the connection between them. And therefore, if it only gets severed when he's dead, then you haven't really done very much. Right? You know what? There's one nafkamina between a get and Misa Sabal. There are two nafkaminas. Right? Two nafkaminas are Hetzel the Kohen and whether or not she'd be chayv in Yibum if he dies without children. Right? And fundamentally, she can go and marry either way. She can marry whoever she wants. So if he says, oh, you'd be free of me, really, you know, when I die, essentially, then it doesn't matter. Right? So obviously the Gemara seems, counter to Rava, seems to think that it does matter. Right? Now, on a much more technical level, well, we can understand that. Right? Why? Says the Gemara, on a technical level, at some point, right, the guy might die, and when he potentially dies, Dilma Mais, it came later tonight. So the Gemara, what does that tell us? Right, Rava definitely was much more concerned with the practical connection between them during his lifetime, during their lifetimes. And then the Gemara says, well, what we care more, or what we really cared about, is the potential for the Tanai to be fulfilled. Right, at least that's the way the pshat of the Gemara seems to work. Okay? Instead, it really depends on her. It depends if it's tied into her life, then she's never free of him. So even though technically at some point there'll be Megureshes, doesn't really matter because she's never able to, that's never true in her lifetime. Okay. So the implication that gives us is that anytime there's a potential for the Tanai to be fulfilled, right, since the guy might die, that's good enough. And according to Rava, it sounds like we need it to definitely to potentially separate between them while they both are alive. All right, although Rava seems to be moded to the Gemara, right, to the Machshon, whoever he is. Okay, the Gemara in Chaf Aleph on the bet says, V'idach nafkalei misefer Christos, they're really discussing something else, but then the drashos come in, so they have to account for all the psukim properly. Right, so sefer korsav ein davar acher korsav idach mi baylei davar akoris bein olivina. Mitanya harizik itech amanashlo tishdi yain amanashlo telchi lebeis avicha leolam. Is a krisus ashloshim yamar is a krisus. Beidach karis krisus beidach karis krisus lo darshi. Okay, so they darshen it also for the same basic point as we are, but the case given is amanashlo tishdi yain amanashlo telchi lebeis avicha leolam. Right, these aren't ishos cases. They're cases of drinking wine or going to base of Icha in the Krisus, ad Shloshim Yom are the Krisus. It says, Tov Shloshim Yom, that would be Krisus. Right? We also said that earlier. But what's interesting here Now, this is more or less the same. The thing is, it just comes in from a little bit from the opposite direction, but ultimately it leads us to the similar conclusion, right? What it doesn't do is add in the cases, of Shloshim Yom, of Chayei Ploni, right? I mean, the problem with Chayei Ploni is that it's open-ended, right? The implication that you get here, unlike the our Gemara, is that anything that's more than 30 days? If you say Areya Migureshas Amanashal Tishti Yayin Shloshim Bi Echad Yom, that's it. It doesn't work, right? The implication here is actually that there's only forever, or it's open-ended, or ad shloshim yom. Anything more than the shloshim yom is too significant amount of time, and that's not going to work. Right? It doesn't bring in the idea of, oh, since it's possible for the Tanai to be fulfilled, that will be sufficient. Now, when we talk about a Tanai that's open-ended, I have those charts from last time. I wonder if I should bring them back up again. I should, right? I should bring back the charts. Right? We should bring back the charts. We're going to bring back the charts in a second. But in the meantime, right, when we talk about a Tanai that's open-ended, that's, you know, oh, it's not Koreis, Bein Leveina, and we talk about Shloshim Yom, and we talk about La'olam, and we talk about, oh, Dilma, it's Efshar that the guy can die, you have a lot of different cases in between, right? You have cases of anything that's more than 30 days, on the one hand. You have the other extreme of forever. And then you have two intermediate cases. One, it's, we don't know. It could be a really, really long time. It could be not, right? But it is eventually going to be finite. Then you have the case of a really long time, but it's reasonable, and it's definitely not reasonable, but it's still finite. Let's say 1,000,000 years, right? 1,000,000 years is finite, but it's a very, very long time, and they'll definitely not live 1,000,000 years. And then another case you have is something that's going to be 5 days, right? But it's unlimited. What's a case of five, what's a 5-day case that's unlimited? It's not necessarily 5 days. 5 days is an example.
Is it the case where you say Hariat Migdereshet, like Shloshim Yom before I die?
Oh, interesting. I wasn't thinking that. No one brought that up as far as I can remember. Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, I think it came up in the Dharam last year, and then I forgot how we resolved it. I think you have to stop doing things instantly. I don't know. I don't remember.
No, so in terms of in general, we say that that's like a question about chazakos. So would we consider that a problem by the Tanai? Interesting. Because it would be event. It would definitely be Koreis Beinehem at some point. Yeah, I would assume that would be like the case of Shloshim Yom of Kol Yimei Chayai. I would say the Rambam, right? Because what did the Rambam say? What's the Rambam's case? Let's turn down to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Harizik Gritecha Menashe Lo Telch Lebeis Avicha Ad Shloshim Yom." Harizik Get. Shlotel Chilu Beis Avicha Lo Olam Eino Get Shein Zekrisas. The Vika Chomer Leisha Harizik Gitecha Menashel Tochli Basar Ze Lo Olam. A Menashel Tishti Yayin Ze Lo Olam Eino Get Shein Zekrisas. Ad Shloshim Yom Harizik Get. Harizik Gitecha Menashel Tisha Tinasi Lo Ploni Eino Get. Hal Mazadoma Lo Omer Lo Menashel Tishti Yayin Ze Lo Olam O Shlotel Chilu Beis Avicha Lo Olam O Kol Mechay Aichi. Well, Imam Amar La Amanash Lo Tinasi Lo Ploni Ad Chamishim Shana Harei Ze Get. Velo Tinasi Lo Kol Zman Shehitne. Vim Nese Is Bat Al Gev Mafreya. Zinzay Na Hol Vlad Mimenu Kasher Va Get Kasher Shalo Hitne Ima El Al In Esud. Okay? First, that's a bit of a stira in the Rambam. Because Rambam says Ad Shalo Shino Harei Ze Get. But here he said Shal Ad Chamishim Shana Is A Get. So I'm not really sure how to resolve that smoothly. But I do have an idea, which we'll get to in a minute. But I think it's connected potentially to the fact that Zinsayimo Havladu Menu Kasher. We'll get to that in 2 seconds. Right, the Rambam's case of Kos Zeh Shel Yayin is what? You have something transient. You have a cup of wine. You have a piece of meat. Piece of meat lasts how long? Pre-refrigeration. That makes it really easy. Even if you salt it, it only lasts a certain amount of time, right? A cup of wine will not last forever, right? Doesn't, especially not on a college campus, it probably won't last more than, you know, I'm not going to speculate, very short amount of time, very short shelf life. right? So in this case, he makes a Tanai. The Tanai is definitely going to stop limiting her practically really quickly. Let's say 5 days. I would give it 5 days max for like a random piece of meat to survive, you know, out in the wild. But yeah, the Rambam says that's not krisos. But if you say 50 years, that's fine. Now, what's also unclear on the Rambam is in the case of 50 years, let's say she's 70. Right? If she's 70, the likelihood that she's going to survive those 50 years, at least halachically speaking, should be nil, right? She's not going to live past 120. We generally don't assume that. So the Rambam doesn't say how old we're dealing with, but potentially, let's say he said 100 years. The Rambam's not clear on whether that's a problem, whether it has to be possible or not. It could be the Rambam thinks it also needs to be possible. But what I'm emphasizing here is that when it comes to any Tanai that limits you in terms of a specific object, even if that Tanai is only going to be relevant for 5 days, since this object, right, that was what the Magen Mishnah explained, later on, right? Once that object is no longer around, she can do whatever she wants. She's not limited in any way. But she could never drink that cup of wine. So according to the Rambam, that's a problem. So the Ramban says, wait a second, I don't get it. Right? And the Rashba does as well. Eino machaver, because there's this Tosefta that seems to say, Amanash lo tali bi ilan zeh, is a get. Is a hefech mashakas of a ravza. So, according to the Rashba, since you have a case, since the Sosefta sounds like if the tree falls down, since she can no longer violate the Tanai, she's Megureshes, everything's fine and dandy. And in fact, Rashi seems to follow that line of reasoning. That it actually depends on practically whether or not we know there's a termination of the Tanai. Right? Ein choshesh neshama nivala lehem, kolomar, muteret linasem miyad, ve'ein choshesh neshama tibar lehem, v'yivatol haget. Aval amar la amanash lo tibar l'uploni, eino get. Why? Shema tibar lo, domiyad amanash lo tel chidu besavich alola. It's not a get. It's not, why? Because maybe she'll violate it. What's the problem? So the Ramban points out, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. If it's not a get, shema tibaylo, that means that it is a get, but we're worried that tibaylo. It doesn't mean that it's not a good get. So he says, what Rashi must be saying is that because we have this chashash that she could always violate it, and we never actually know that she's migureshes, then it's not a good get. Why? Because the guy says, "Hare amutaris chol adam." What did we say about Rabbi Akiva on last Sunday? Right. What we said about Rabbi Akiva is that you need to know that she's mutaris, and she has to be able to get remarried, and either need to be meyid that she's mutar and megureshes, and she has to be free and able in the community to remarry in order for a get to be a get. Right, in the practical component, the societal component, the fact that Lemaisa, she's Muteras, and we could testify to that effect, is part and parcel of Gerushin. In which case, says Rashi here, right, Inuget Shema Tibailo, I'm just skipping, just reading the underlined parts of the Ramban here, right, Umashma Dahachi Kamar, Kivan Chakoya Meha Bitna'a Hiomedes, Viyish Lamarsha Adaini Vata Haget, Im Tibailo, Inuget Cloud. Right, a get which never actually results in her being mutter is not a get. Because the whole point of a get is that it allows her to remarry. It allows her to know that she's mutteres. Right? But you can, yesh lomar, meaning other people, the fact that other people can come and say that she's not mugreshes, right? Why do we need a get in ksav? This is like a insert what I'm saying. Why do you need Edim and why do you need to get Biksav? Do you remember the Sefer Achinuch?
Because it's a public thing.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's something that it's now known. You can't just Beino Leveina be Megaresh. Part and parts of Gershon is that you're announcing to everyone, oh, now we're divorced, right? It needs to be something that's a matter of public record. As such, if there's always a Yesh Lomar, if people can always come and say, oh, they weren't really divorced, then the get isn't a get. Because the whole point of the get is to publicly make it a matter of public record that they're divorced. All right? So what Rashi, on the one hand, is saying, it's very practical on the one hand, but that's because part and parcel of the nature of a get is that it's a public matir, right? It's an effective matir. It needs to be effective. So what would we define the tnai as? That's krisis bina v'leika. Any time that practically we would never know that it ends. And I think according to Rashi, we would judge it by its results. If the guy ends up dying, it's a good get. If the guy doesn't end up dying, then it's not a good get. If he says 1,000 years, that's not a good get, because at no point would we ever be able to say, oh, she's muteras, because you could always have the v'yei shlomar, shadayin yibatol haget, right? So if it's a get that's never actually going to be effective, even if it's 1,000 years or it's longer than her lifespan, or if it never turns out that we know, then it was never a good get. Right? But it sounds like from Rashi that if the guy does die, then it is a good get. But only because he died. Because only now we know that she's definitely muteras. Right? So the tefer, right, the scene between the two of them is dafka on the practical level of when do we know? When did it happen that this get was absolutely definitely true? So according to Rashi, in the case of the, by the way, some guy just turned 19 in the background. I'm not sure if you noticed, but one of the South Africans just turned 19. It's very exciting. Yeah. So the get, right, according to Rashi, is going to be a kosher get when the wine spills, when the tree gets cut down. Right? Because our knowledge of the heter is definitive. Right? Our ability to know that this get is meyid, that she's muteres, is a fundamental part of the get. Okay, so that's one option. That's one extreme. So both in terms of how we define the tnai, it's going to be about our knowledge, right? And the problem, the krisis bina v'leika, is that get, by definition, is the public and testifiable termination of their marriage. And if we can never testify to that effect, then it's not a good get. On the other hand, says the Rambam, v'chiburo, disagrees with that, right? He thinks that, no, as long as there's a tonight, that's not going to work. Why? Let's see if he puts that one line. Second. Yes. Amanash lo tinase le ploni inu get. Halam zedome le omer la amanash lo tishti yayin le olam. O shlo telchi le besavicha le olam. O koi me chayayich. Va'adrabe in zedome ala le koi me chayay ploni. So the Rambam says, wait a second. That should be the same as chayay ploni. Since the guy could die, it will be fine. So the cup could spill. It'll be okay. Right? Umeata, and then he ends off with like, I don't understand where the Rambam's coming from. Just doesn't make sense. And the Magen Mishnah says that ultimately their machlokas comes down to the case where you have an object. What's special about the wine case? So he says, "Mitol koshuzeh sover rabinu shekol shemaskir leolam." The very fact that you say leolam, the very fact that the tonight is leolam. Meaning exactly the opposite of Rashi. According to Rashi, we care only about practically whether or not we'll know that the Tanai was fulfilled or not fulfilled. According to the Rambam, it's exactly the opposite. We care about whether or not the Tanai is open-ended or not. Whether or not we know that it was fulfilled is less relevant. The Chamishim Shana, the 50 years, is better than the 5 days of this one cup of wine being Lola, because she can never drink this one cup of wine. Okay. Skip.
Is it possible to say that it's just Dafka the Lashon of Ro'olam in your Tanai that ruins it?
One more time? Is it Dafka?
No, is it possible that it's just the Lashon of Ro'olam that he doesn't like?
And the Ro'olam is, right, is that it's permanent. It's this cup of wine, Ro'olam. She can never, ever have this cup of wine. The Tanai is permanent. I mean, I don't think it's not a linguistic point. The fact that it's Ro'olam, right, is that it's open-ended.
Okay, I'm nodding. You don't have my video, though.
Well, I'm sorry, the birthday reference.
No, I was going to say I'm nodding, but you don't have my video.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't have your face. That's okay. We'll have to rectify that next time. Okay. Okay, fine. The Ramban and the Rashba take a sort of in-between approach, and that it depends that on whether or not it'll end. But if it'll end, even if it'll end in 1,000 years, that's okay, right? And more importantly, if the wine spills eventually or the house falls down, that's also going to be okay, right? Because eventually the Tanai will be over, right? The connection will be done. I think there's a good line in the Rashba that we can pull out. If not, we'll skip it because we don't want to run out of time. Yeah, okay, over here. She says, "Afilu l'man d'amar, but amenas pligi mishon dehevi shiura beget mikomakom b'shartnaim dekibasa kulei alma modu demigurashes kidam mina ba miad dehava shartnaim be'alma." He says, "When you say amenas shalotinase leploni, even though that's a problem, hacha lo pali rabbanan el mishon dehevi shiura beget, ava b'shartnaim delo hevi shiura beget harais demigurashes." The Rashba has a problem. What's the problem? The Gemara explicitly says that if you say you can marry anyone except for Bob, what happens when Bob dies? Is there anyone that she's now limited to marry based on Aguda Bay? No, right? Bob's dead. She's free. She cannot possibly be over the Tanai. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, she's scot-free. Tanai's over. There are no problems. She should go ahead. She should be a good get. But the Gemara explicitly says that if we're arguing about Amanas, then it's a problem. So says that, what's the Rashba's answer? Rashba makes a chiluk. Makes a very good chiluk. It's a chiluk that I think we've made a similar one in the past, so it proves a little bit our point in the Rambam a while ago that we made a similar chiluk. Medias? What's the Rashba's chiluk here? Ideas, thoughts, solutions. He says it. It's just, you gotta just put it into our terms. What's the difference between saying you can't marry Bob or you can't drink a cup of wine? When we're dealing with Croesus being done.
Because Bob's a limitation on Croesus and wine isn't.
Right, exactly. The more, and the Rashba can make it more technical for good reason, right? But exactly that point. Instinctively, we know that when you say that this is a get, but you can't marry someone, could be different logically than saying this is a get, oh, and you can't drink a cup of wine, right? When in terms of Christus being a valega, right? The whole point of a get is to be matching her to marry other people. Not drinking a cup of wine is something external that still attaches them together, but ultimately is not a fundamental problem in what's going on. And in fact, what the Rashba says, okay, what's the problem though? What do the Rambam say, perhaps? Or what do the Rashi say? at the end of the day, what's the technical difference, right? Ultimately, there's a tanai. It's a random external tanai. Me did the hava called tanai ba'alma. What the Radva says back is v'hacha lo pligi rabbana el mishum devi shiura baget. Right? What do we say about a get? We said we were medag this in Rashi on hey bet on a bet on the top. Right? Rashi there says that a get by definition has to be mati her to marry people. It's not only it didn't increase us, right? Krisus is about the effect of the get. Rashi says that the get by definition in and of itself has to be matir. So says the Rashba here, if it's not matir here to a specific person, that's a problem in the get, not just in the krisus, right? The get itself is problematic, not only its effect. So if you have a case where she can't, well, there's a tanai that she can't marry someone, says the Rashba, that's already a problem in the get, not just in its effect. If we're dealing with something that's only a problem of Agida Bey, that she's still connected to him, that's a problem in the Krisos. But then we already have more permissive standards, right? Because it's only a problem in the Krisos if it's not a permanent connection, that should be okay, right? And the extreme of that, says the Rashba, is the kivan she ifshar she tichye yosemikan krisus karinen be. First of all, it's important the Rashba thinks that it actually has to be possible, right? Because for the Rashba, ifshar she tichye, the whole question here is agidabe. Is she connected to him or not? Right? So there are different levels of connection. On the first point, you would say, wait a second, shouldn't any tonight be a problem of agidabe? She's still attached to him. If we need krisus being a valeka, shouldn't any level of connection be a problem, right? Or as Chaim kept pointing out, like what if they're business partners, right? So obviously, you know, if it's totally external to the realm of halacha, so that's not going to be a problem. But here, right, internal to that Maisa Gerushin, there's a tanai that connects them together. Why is that not a problem in any tanai, even if it's for 5 minutes, right? So what we have to say is that if it's only of a limited duration, then it's just not significant enough to constitute agidabe, right? A tanai is an external mechanism. It impacts on, it's a valve that, you know, can passel the get or can prevent it from going into effect, but it's not necessarily going to say that it did or didn't happen, that, that our get is going to be agidabe, unless it's something that there's a permanent connection between. Right, but when it comes to actual ability to remarry, says the Rashba, well, that's a problem, right? Even if it's temporary, and then there's a Rashba. 1 second, did I bring it here? Yeah, here. Right, mikan va'agid beis chodesh have yeshiura beget ve'in zekrisos, and even when you say harizik teich la'achid beis chodesh, that's okay because she b'shashu koreis lagamri. Right? By only allowing her to remarry to certain people, right, it's only doing partial krisas. So on the one hand, there's krisas being a valeka. That means two things, or has two stages, says the Rashba. Allowing her to remarry is obviously the most important. That's the most functional aspect of gerushin. And I think we can also argue that that's one of the layers of Ishus that's most critical. In addition to that layer, there's also the fact that there's a personal relationship between them, independent of the fact that there's an Isser and a Hektish and Mikudash and Yuadis Raklo, which also is relevant, right? The fact that they operate as a unit. So anything that connects them permanently could also be a problem, but those need to be permanent. When it comes to the Christos and the ability to remarry, that needs to be across the ball and aboard and instantaneous, says the Rashba. Okay, so the Rashba here is charting like a middle course between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi thinks anything practically that would allow us to know 100% is good enough. According to the Rashba, practically you actually need them to be separated in terms of agidabe. And in addition, in terms of anything that has to do with her ability to remarry, that always needs to be everything right away because that's the whole point of the get. So if the get needs to separate between them, it needs to, A, allow her to remarry anyone right away, and it also needs to totally sever any lingering connection between them in the future. And that also has to happen, right? It has to be possible that it will really, really actually come into effect that she'll be totally not Agidabe. If it's not feasible, if he does 1,000 years, then she's still Agidabe, right? Because it's a very practical definition, Agidabe. She's connected to him. Any permanent connection to him is a problem. Okay. So let's just try to put this more in conceptual terms, right? When it comes to Rashi, we've seen that he works according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, primarily. Right? What we talked about as Rabbi Akiva, this idea that Krisos is about allowing her to remarry, allowing her to move on, and it has a very powerful social component that marriage, in large part, is about defining themselves vis-a-vis the rest of the community, right? Kiddushin needs Edim so that they could be usher to everybody else and exclusive to each other. And they're separating themselves off as a distinct part of the community. When it comes to Gershin, they're doing the opposite, right? They're informing the community that they are now mutter. On the other hand, and therefore, says Rashi, anytime that you don't actually know that, there isn't actually practically 100% knowledge that we can testify that she is now mutter, that's not a good get. It also sounds like Rashi, that would depend on whether or not that actually came about, right? In which case, we only really know when she's Megureshes or not, when the Tanaya actually ends. The Rashba, on the other hand, says the problem is that they have a lingering connection. And because of that, it makes a lot of sense to him to split between two types of connection, right? The ability to remarry and the ability to do whatever she wants, right? The drinking wine is a do whatever she wants. There has to be some end to his control over her, to his connection to her. That doesn't necessarily need to happen instantaneously. Her ability to remarry to anybody is very important, and that needs to happen instantaneously. Otherwise, there's no krisos. So krisos, in certain sense, can happen in multiple stages, according to the Rashba, but only because, right, the Agidabe part, the idea of her having some connection to him through the leverage of the Tanai, is very amorphous. So the only way to say that she's Agidabe is to say that, there's no possibility that she'll ever be done with him. Right? But that, what that does say is that the very fact that there's a personal connection between them is a problem. Which gives a lot of standing to the personal relationship, the fact that they're, one household component of Ishus, to say that that would be Ma'akib Gerushin, right? Well, Rashi is definitely emphasizing the social construct component. Okay. What about the Rambam? So, what's interesting about the Rambam is that time-wise and knowledge-wise, it's very limited, and nonetheless, the Rambam sees a problem with that. While in the parallel case of Chamish and Shana, the Rambam might not have a problem, even if it's not necessarily practically possible. The Rambam's not clear about that. So if we take it to an extreme, let's say the Rambam says you can make a Tanai for 1,000,000 years that she can't get remarried, but if she can't drink a very specific, cup of, what is the really fast decay rate? Like something that has a half-life of like a minute. I don't know.
An onion peel.
I don't think an onion peel has a half-life of a minute. I think they do start smelling really quickly though. But I'm not sure if that's the same thing as a half-life. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. The problem is that also onions have layers, which can make them very long-lasting.
Yeah, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman experimented and found like 5 to 8 days. As the life of an onion peel.
I hear that.
Or writing on an onion peel. Yeah, it's like a lot of the Ketivah and Shabbos stuff and whether it lasts.
Okay. So, life of an onion peel, there we go. Right? So, don't eat this onion peel. It's not going to last very long. He didn't say an onion because onions obviously have lots of layers. But in the other, but since it's usher forever, there's no gerushin. So what makes that a problem? Right? In terms of knowledge, we know that it'll end. In terms of Agida Bey, she's not going to be Agida Bey by next week, right? By next Shabbos, as Amitai pointed out. And if ultimately there's a chisar in krisos, where is it, right? Why is that a chisar in krisos more than, I don't know, you can't remarry this guy for 50 years? Or you can't remarry at all for 50 years? Any ideas? Right. And the Ramban's questions on him are all based on the assumption that, well, wait a second. Eventually this guy, you know, this other guy you said he can't marry or this cup of wine's gonna spill, eventually we'll know and it'll be done. Right? So what about this fact that, oh, this cup of wine she can't drink, and why is that such a problem?
You could say that I suppose, looser definition of when the thing's going to disappear, if you want to go with the chinuch logic, makes it less of a well-established public event. Meaning you could have like a countdown type thing for exactly 50 years, but you don't know exactly how long whatever object is going to last, the cup of wine or whatever. And I don't know how much they were thinking about half-life and decay. As a fixed number in the time of the Rishonim.
Yeah, but you know, I'm saying, you know, this thing's gonna be gone.
Yeah, you know it's going to be gone, but it's, I don't know, we need some formalism.
Okay, I don't know, because 50 years is a long time, right? Let's say, 1,000 years. Ram doesn't necessarily think of 1,000 years as going to be more problematic. That part I'm not sure about, to be honest. But ultimately, right, the Rambam's fine with 50 years. Your cup of wine is not going to last 50 years.
It sounds like an Ehud Kamut question. Like you're saying, yeah. it's shorter, so it should be better. But maybe it's just qualitatively the concreteness of a quantified amount of time is better.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So definitely the fact that it's objectively open-ended, right, that it's lo'olam is definitely the key here. Yeah. Definitely the fact that objectively you have an objective t'nai that never ever ends is much more important to the Rambam than practically, right, what's going on. Whether practically she's a Gida Bey or whether practically she is vaday vaday migreshes ve'ine kol, right? But so according to Rashi, we're going to show what the problem is. The problem is that we need everyone else to know that she's migreshes, right? Because the whole point of the get is that it's mati her and meyer that she could remarry. We know according to the Ramban and the Rashba, fundamentally we really care about whether or not there's a lingering connection between them. According to the Ramban, though, why? What about the t'nai is the problem? You're right. The definition of the t'nai is something that's objectively open-ended. It's objectively permanent. Right? The t'nai is permanent. According to Rashi and the Ramban, there's something about the t'nai that then is an issue, right? Either the Agida Bey, according to the Ramban, or the suffix that it creates, according to Rashi. According to the Ramban, what's the problem? Why is this krisis, what's the krisis being? Balega. So I think we kind of have to bring in the part of Gershon that we haven't yet really given so much credit to, which is v'shilcha, right? In the Pesukim, we talk about not only v'kasav sefer krisos, v'natan biyada, v'shilcha mibeita v'alcha v'ayta li'ishacher, right? Part of the process of Gershon was not only the get, and the krisos b'nehem, but also the idea of vishilcha, right? That there's we described it in the opening shir as like, you know, the breakup, the nasty, in this case, you know, directly like the loud breakup where like the stuff gets thrown out of the third floor window sort of thing. Right? I feel like it happens a lot in college movies, Dafka. You know, there's like, they're screaming and then there's like suitcases full of stuff just flying out of third floor windows. Right? What's unique? What's the importance of that? Why is that scene so important in so many movies? Right, the finality of it. Right, it's a very clear, very concrete, clean break. Right, that's why it's very symbolic. Right, it very clearly ends. Right, the relationship. It's a maisa shiluchim. Right, she's literally throwing him out. Right, or in this case, the opposite. So obviously, you don't know. You know, we shouldn't differentiate people, whether or not we're in Prague. But ultimately, I think what the Rambam's going for is that the problem here would be a problem of krisa, of vishilcha, right? That there needs to be an actual, that giving over of the get needs to actually terminate, to be an act of, you know, termination of ending their relationship with each other. And I think the very fact that there's something that he's doing, the shas nisinas haget, that is lingering, right, that's open-ended. There's this tonight, it's le'olam, and it says that you, in some way, are still connected to me in a manner which is permanent, right? Even though 5 minutes later, it's irrelevant, right? If she throws all his stuff out of the window, except his Xbox, right? Even though, obviously, the Xbox is, you know, is going to be dated and replaced by the Xbox, I don't know, Scorpio, or whatever it is that now is, like five cycles after, you know, after I had one. So I don't even know what there are anymore. But it's clearly not permanent. But the very fact is that that wasn't a clean break, right? Because you see the Xbox sailing out the window, and you're like, why didn't she just, like, I don't know, sell it on eBay or something? Right? You never wonder that? Like, there's this giant TV set flying out the window and you're like, oh my gosh, sell it on eBay. Right? And then take all your friends out to go drinking the cup of wine that you're not allowed to drink. Because you're Mekayim the Tanan. But the point is, in order to have a proper breakup, you need to throw the TV set out of the window, right? Because you need to make a clear break. If you hold on to something, something of significance, right? Then you're not, there's no shmaisa shiluchin, there's no clear breakup. And I think that's exactly what the Rambam sees as the definition of our problem. Because for the Rambam, right, especially if you're looking at things more in a chalosi way, then you give the get, either you're megarish or you're not megarish. It's very hard to say, oh, later on in the future, if you're like a brisker thinker, and we're assuming the Rambam is, I think it's, you know, Rambam deserves to be treated as such, right, in the future, the tonight may or may not be accomplished. That's what Rashi and the Ramban really, you know, really see. Rashi thinks it practically, the Ramban thinks it theoretically. But ultimately, at the time of Gerushin, there wasn't any Gerushin, right? Because the krisus being on is sort of tugging on something in the future. So the Ramban, no. The krisus, the whole problem here, is not that there's some sort of lingering connection and that's going to be an issue, and then whether that is severed or not severed. At the time of the get, was the get a ma'aseh shiluchim? Was that a breakup? And as long as he's holding on, right, to something permanent over her head, that's not gerushin. Right, so just to go through the three of them again, right, we have the question of it being practically knowable, right? Practically, do we know that she's been gerushin or not? And that is definitely, seems to be taloi on the social construct aspect of Ishas. We have the Ramban and the Rashba who see it as didn't krisus be'in of Aleika, that we need to sever the connection between them, that the relationship needs to end at some point. Therefore, the Rashba thinks also that the more significant we're talking about something to the relationship, the more we would require it to be terminated in a more definitive way. And therefore, anything that limits her marriage options needs to be terminated permanently, instantaneously. And anything that's not connected needs to theoretically And then we see on the Rambam, who sees that it's a problem in the Ma'aseh Shiluchin, in the breakup. And therefore, the act of giving the get needs to be the act of breakup. In which case, anything that's significant, anything that's permanent, even if it's only temporarily permanent, is going to be enough to undermine the Ma'aseh Shiluchin and the Gerushin. Okay? And the nafkamina of that is both that whether or not we know it's permanent, whether or not we know is irrelevant, right? What we need it to be is, it needs to be close-ended. It needs to be a very, very limited, very, oh, it's a tanai, and it's external, and it's going to end. And therefore, the Rambam also throws in that shloshim yom. Well, I'm still not 100% sure, though, is exactly why the Rambam thinks shloshim yom, but then also then says ad hamishim shana. Potentially, though I'm not sure how much. I'm not sure how much that makes sense. I think the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam says Shloshim Yom and the Gemara says Shloshim Yom, even though it's really a misnomer, is because we're trying to get that point across. Anything that's permanent, anything that has significance over a certain amount of time, is unacceptable. Yeah, Hila.
Yeah, I still don't get why we're saying Rambam allows for certain conditions to still allow the get to take effect, like a very small time frame. And you're saying because, but I don't get how that's still a breakup if there's, even if it's going to be only 5 days down the line.
Because the actual shiluchim, the actual breakup is going to be complete and it's going to be permanent.
Right? Yeah, but it's not taking effect immediately.
Yeah, because they still have assets. They have a joint lease on the apartment, right?
Yeah, but you're making it seem like you need to have a Ma'aseh Shiluchin that takes effect immediately.
It does. If she's going to keep his television, that's a problem. The fact that they have a joint lease is less of a problem, even though obviously it's much more significant in terms of the financial aspect thereof. Right? Mm-hmm. At some point, they're going to have to deal with the fact that they both own have a lease on this apartment, but that's a technical issue which they're going to have to deal with, but then eventually will get dealt with, right? And the lease will expire, v'chule, right? If she's holding on to his signed baseballs collection, then that there's going to be a sequel or two sequels. You're going to turn it into a trilogy. It's going to be terrible. Right, it's one of those like little things that they cut to at the end to tell you that there's going to be a sequel. Right, so that's what I think. I think the fact that they, when you look back, you're like, oh, didn't they like rent the car together? So technically, they still have to deal with that, right? That you don't look back and be like, oh yeah, there's going to be a sequel. You know what I'm saying? It's not such a good mashal; it's just more of a fun mashal. But that's what I'm saying, right? When you say at the time of the giving of the get that there's a permanent connection between them, I want you to always be, limited from X, right? He's limiting her permanently. The limitation isn't permanent, but what he's doing is. It's just going to be irrelevant at some point, right? So that's not a Ma'aseh Shiluchin. The whole point is saying goodbye. It's been great, it's been horrible, whichever of the above, but it's over. And if it's, I want my car back within the next 30 days or this gets batel, right? Okay. Okay, that's my take on it. So according to the Rambam, it's actually not a problem in krisos in a certain sense. It's really a problem in the Ma'aseh Shiluchin. Which until now, I guess we haven't really given so much press to. Okay. Shir on Wednesday is going to be on Makoros number 9, which we already sent out. Yes, right. Which is the bottom of, very, very bottom of Amud Bet, of Pigim Amud Bet, about the case of Gerushin. Hareat migureshes hayom, and then we should continue being married, the day after. So We're going to deal with that. And then this year after, it will be about the same thing by Kiddushin. Okay. Shkreich.